It's been called historic and diverse and even rowdy, but rarely has Ottawa's Byward Market been described as notoriously sleepy. Well, that's the descriptor one writer used in a New York Times review over the weekend. The review, titled A Sleepy Ottawa Neighborhood Wakes Up, looked at top picks in Ottawa's Byward Market area, and topping the list, the Wine Rack. The article has raised a stink among residents who are calling it uninformed, even laughable. Laura Byrne-Paquette is a freelance travel writer and creator of the website Ottawa Road Trips. She read the piece over the weekend, did a spit take, presumably, and joins us now on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
For people who didn't read it, just in a nutshell, what was there?
The article is part of a series, I guess, that sort of talks about new and emerging places in different cities. So they talked about the Wine Rack, which is fairly new in the market. They talked about Bernard Caliboe Chocolates, a couple of other places, a lingerie shop. They talked about Workshop, which has just been renovated. It's a store that's been around a while, but it's been renovated. And they talked about Mellows, which has been around a long while, but has recently gone through some changes as well.
So I can see some of those things causing some interest, a little bit of buzz. But what about the Wine Rack? That was the very first item on the list. Well, what did you think?
Well, when I first read it, I went, the Wine Rack, like it's, you know, it's everywhere. But, you know, if you were coming into town for like a day or two and you didn't know Canada and you didn't know Ontario and you saw, you know, the Byward Market store is very nice looking, very sort of funky, you might think that it was a, you know, local one-off kind of site. My first thought was, you know, maybe she didn't get a chance to look around the rest of Ottawa very much.
I was going to say, but if she had Googled it like I did about half an hour ago, she would have learned that there are 160 locations across Ontario.
Yeah, and that's something I do when I'm traveling myself. I always look up the websites of places that I go to just sort of get, you know, a little bit of background, even if I don't get a chance when I'm there to talk to the owner or, you know, at least to check and make sure of that kind of stuff.
Because that's a bit of a banana peel, right?
I feel for, you know, who knows how this happened, but it strikes locals as a bit odd.
I sense you have sympathy for her, Laura. Maybe she was writing to deadline.
Yeah, and I've been there. Yeah. I've been there, and I mean, you always try to do your homework the best you can, and sometimes you miss the mark, and then it can be a bit embarrassing.
But there's been such strong reaction from people, even the Ottawa Citizen, who wrote its own satirical review of New York City. There's been a bit of a bad backlash, certainly on Twitter. What do you make of that kind of reaction?
Well, Ottawa, we're always excited to be mentioned anywhere, you know, so there's always going to be that interest. And to be mentioned in the New York Times, everyone is going to be, you know, really focused on it. But we also have a bit of the little brother, second city sort of complex, and we don't take kindly to people saying that we're sleepy or quiet or behind the times or anything like that. So any whiff of that is always going to get some kind of reaction.
Yeah, it's
sure.
Okay if we call ourselves that, but when the New York Times does it,
exactly.
Them's fighting words.
Exactly.
So, Laura, finally, if you were writing this review, what would you have included? That's a kind of a trick question at this late hour, or this early hour in the morning.
Well, there's been a lot of other new places open up in the market in the last year or two. There's Bites Burgers, there's the Lower Town Brewery. There's a number of other places that, you know, could have made it onto the radar as well.
All right. Thanks very much, Laura.
Great. Thanks.
Laura Byrne-Paquette, a freelance travel writer and creator of the website Ottawa Road Trips. Ivan Getz is still here, Union Local 613. Ivan, did you read this article? Did you hear about this?
I did. I actually, when I read it, I was like, did she just go online and use Google to write an article? Because it didn't seem... you know, the Byward Market's full of all sorts of great shops, restaurants, clubs, you know, museums. But you know what? I kind of feel bad for the Wine Rack. They're getting a really bad rap because they're the butt of the joke.
You know what? I want to point out that they do lots of good things. It's always busy when I walk past there.
Fair enough.
It's
indeed.
For people who like to drink wine, not talk about it. I read in their buzzword. Thanks very much, Ivan, for
not
weighing in.